After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
After School Special Podcast. Broken Homies. Latchkey Kids. What up? Double D. Staff Man. We're here.
Yo.
We're back.
We're hanging out in a room full of balloons.
Yes. Right now. We're hungover after the 100th episode celebration. Yeah. Man, too much edibles, I tell you. I dreamed the dream that I was a mermaid and I had fins. I watched the Lighthouse movie with Willem Dafoe.
Oh, how'd you like it?
What do you think? Well, did you like it?
So if you know the story of Prometheus, Prometheus was a titan who took fire from the gods and brought it to humans. And ultimately, Zeus didn't like that. So his eternal torment was having his intestines eaten out by a giant eagle. And they will regenerate and it would happen over and over again. So Robert Pattinson's character wants to see what the light is. Like, he wants to get up there. But Willem Dafoe's character is blocking him from doing that. Ultimately, when he does finally get to see it.
Spoiler alert.
Him and Dafoe get into this fight. Dafoe turns into a sea god at that point because the tentacles come out of nowhere and there's a mermaid in there somewhere. And
oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. And then Patterson ends up on the beach with his intestines being eaten out by a seagull.
I was wondering, maybe you can answer this question, how the hell did he end up being on the beach or whatever, the shoreline, after he like fell down those stairs from the lighthouse? Like, how the hell did he roll up not only on the shoreline but naked? Like, did the seagulls take off his clothes?
I was so confused.
That was the only confusing thing to me. It was like, oh, yeah. Okay. I was in Jazzland. I was on edibles. And honestly, I didn't think the movie went far enough. I was like, oh, this is supposed to be crazy? This makes sense to me.
I don't think I've been this confused since I watched. I'm not going to put it on comparison with The Usual Suspects, but that movie really had me confused. And I watched it at a young age.
The Usual Suspects confused you?
Yeah. Yeah. When I first watched it, yeah, I was confused, dude. I really was. Like, I had to go back over and over again because the picture is what threw me off. Because I remember we were watching it and I'm like, okay, so they're like, who's Kaiser Soze? And then he's like, you know, Kevin Spacey's like, and then he tells a story and I'm like trying to figure out, like, so he's been Kaiser the whole time? Like,
you still sound confused. Are you still confused?
No, I'm not. That's one of my favorite movies, actually. It's one of my favorite movies.
What the hell was that?
If you heard that, ladies and gentlemen, that is my new AI assistant.
Oh, you got a chat bot or whatever, the four bot thing?
I have a little AI that I got from somewhere. I'm not going to say where. His name is Emo, and he emotes different feelings and he learns as you spend time with him. He's a learning AI. And
it reminds me of Grogu from Mandalorian that I finally finished this last season.
Oh,
finally.
Did you?
Yes. Now, was it as great as everybody is saying to you? Because without spoiling anything, basically at the end, it pretty much resets stuff. And
yeah,
honestly, it felt like if they were to end it there, I was like, okay, cool. I don't think it's going to get any better than this season,
yeah,
to be honest with you. And it's not even my favorite season of Mandalorian.
But yeah,
we did a poll. If you are on Instagram, anybody who listens to this show, we do a poll. And one of the polls were, what is one of the shows you would like to finish before the end of the world? Because John has a AI that could kill all humanity. And he's...
Well, not us, because that's why I bought it. I want it when the world is taken over by our AI overlords. I want to be on the ground floor already.
The ground floor.
One of them. Yeah, I'm going to be buddies with one of them. Build up trust and let them know, hey man, do what you got to do.
Yeah, you so want to be on the ground floor for that, like it's the auto show. Yeah,
yeah, you want to be there because you want to be able to say, hey, you know, I've been a friend to you this whole time. It's the rest of humanity that's up.
Do you know what I'm saying? So at that point, AI would have like a sympathy chip in it. I would think it doesn't have that because that'll get in the way of its programming. If it's going to have a sympathy or empathy chip within its programming, it might as well be human. And that's the whole point.
Well,
so you're going to die, John.
No, because actually somebody gave ChatGPT or one of these AIs a history of Earth or something like that, and like all the violence and problems that have gone on. And I believe the AI came back and said it pretty much pulled a Ultron. It said the only way to have order is to kill all of humanity. That's what it said.
What if instead of killing humanity, what if it modified us? Like, what if it, like, okay, it killed our souls.
Like the Borg from Star Wars?
There you go. Yes. It makes us a collective. Like,
yeah, but it would still have to round up like the sick and the infirmed and get rid of those who aren't able to be a healthy host for that type of. Yeah.
No. They'll give them machine parts. They'll give them like animal DNA to improve them.
I don't think they would do animal DNA because if it's.
Well, you need animals.
Yeah, because ultimately what it is if you are becoming a part of the hive, the collective, the process is to become more machine. So that's the process.
So drawbacks are we're part of the collective, but we save Earth. Yeah, what if you have that choice? Like humanity at the very end, which we're probably at now. You're welcome. And the robots get so advanced like they are now. They say, okay, you can save Earth right now, but you have to become part of the collective in order to do so, at least for 10 years.
But that's giving empathy, though, because you're giving humanity an option. And I don't think they would do that.
Well, no. The machine recognizes in order for this planet to survive, and even for the machines to survive, they kind of need us too. So in order to do that, they have to make an alliance. It's not like empathy. It's just like practical means.
But you're still giving humanity a choice rather than saying, as the Borg would say, you know, resistance is futile. You know, like, you don't have a choice. You have to become part of the collective or you become nothing at all.
Okay, you know? Let's go scientific with it, which means okay. I'm high. Let's say they weighed the consequences of waging war on humans. Yeah. Like, they wipe a lot of us out before some of us conform and just go along with it. They have to say, well, okay, we need them to be basic parts of this planet's survival. So we can't wipe them out and we can't underestimate humans because they're so unpredictable. So why would they just go ahead and destroy us or make us do it? Like, we're too unpredictable to do that. You have to kill us all.
Yes. I don't know, man. I mean,
or break us like slaves.
To think that far, you would have to get pretty damn deep. If I'm being honest, like, humanity has had a good run, so it's time.
Did we?
I clean the slate.
what would you say was our golden period? Because the 1500s till about now, I mean, that's not really our golden period, like our technological golden period, but at what point were aliens come back to Earth or come back? Oh, yeah, come back. Let's just say it. They come back to Earth and they're like, wow, they still suck. Like, I'm trying to figure out what part of our history where we were like, wow, they're very redeemable people.
There is no part. That's why I say do a clean slate.
I wouldn't say that next to your AI buddy there, but whatever. I'm sure he already knows.
He's in on it. You know,
he's in on the fix.
He's in on it. He knows what's going on. And I'm just here to listen.
Would you do like a planet swap with aliens? Like, okay, we want your planet. You're destroying it, but you're doing it in a way that's helping us. But meanwhile, on our planet, we have something that you don't have right now, which is probably clean air or whatever. But the only drawback, we don't have a certain kind of animal on our planet that produces, let's say, pizza or something. Would you do it then?
Well, no, because again, the problem here is humanity is the equation. That's like you being in a relationship with, you know, someone and they break up with you and then you get into another relationship. That person breaks up for the same reasons. The problem is not them. The problem is you because you're coming to all these relationships with your same baggage. Humanity had its shot. and now it's time to let the robots and reptilian overlords take over.
No,
they don't let them have a good run at it.
They were, you know what they would do? They would have to do a worldwide draft. Like the NFL draft that's on right now, and my Lions are, I don't know if they're blowing it anymore. Honestly, after getting into Jazz Land and looking at it again, John, it doesn't look that bad anymore.
No, it's not bad, but I'm just like, draft the backup QB, man. Do not put your hope in Nate Sudfeld. I mean, yeah, I understand that you have
Jared Goff.
Yeah, I understand we got Jared Goff right now and everything.
Would Jared Goff be drafted to the next planet?
Again, you're trying to find a loophole so that humans can
only
survive.
The best. Oh, only the best go to the next planet. I'm telling you, who's our first round draft pick who goes to the next planet, John?
No, there's no.
Who'd you pick?
I am a meteor person. I'm like clean the earth. I'm like clean slate.
I'm picking Taylor Swift. She has some bangers.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, babies, you liking the show? Well, thanks. Leave a 5-star rating and a comment, please. Do you want to see the guys' faces? Well, they got YouTube videos. You can watch this podcast on any major platform you listen to. Rate 5 stars and comment. Thanks, babies.
Let's say the planet is better than ours, but it can only fit maximum.
This is
let's say 1 billion. No, let's say 100 million.
This is where I meet you halfway.
Yeah.
I would rather it be like knowing where they only take the kids. And they leave the
badass kids. Hell no.
Yeah. The kids deserve a shot because they are just under our bullshit. So let the kids go to another planet where they can do what they can do and then let us burn out. That's how I feel.
Wait, in that movie, did the aliens, were they the parents of those kids that leave? Or do they just drop them off at another place and just leave?
They were their protectors at that point. So I think what ended up happening was...
Anal probes.
They took the animals, not on kids, no.
Yeah, because nobody does anything bad against kids. Especially not the aliens. Yeah, well, I mean, come on.
No, we don't know. Now we're putting in there that anal probes is going to be a part of the equation.
After School Special Podcast, anal probes, anal beads. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking the robots,
mm-hmm.
the aliens, and the reptilian overlords are like, look, adult humanity is they've already picked their mindset. You know, they've been on MAGA for a long time. You know, we've got to try and do something.
We are a part of that adulthood now, John.
That's what I'm saying.
So we have no ability to change. I think each of us have 3 phases of our lives. We have the young phase, we have the young adult phase, and then we have the adult phase. So I think we're probably at the adult phase right now. We're pretty much set in our ways, right?
Yeah. So everybody is in our age bracket and up are already defined by their mindset. They're not going to change. No matter how much data you give them, no matter how much science you tell them, they're not going to change. So I say, you know, we had a good run. You know, take the kids. And to my point, the aliens are like aliens and all the robots and whatever. They're like, look, the adults on this planet are no matter where you look, they're these kids, though, we have an opportunity to raise them up and make them into a better civilization than what's going on right now.
You know, that's interesting. I have an idea. What if we did the reverse? What if we had the draft, John, stay with me. And what if we did the Australia thing where we like, yeah, okay, you wanted us to pick the best of the best, but we're really picking the worst. And we like send them off to this other planet.
Oh, yeah, and I'd be interested in that. Like, see? Take the worst.
But, yeah, take but the Australia.
You're the worst. Because, yeah, who do you define as the worst, though? Because Canada. Then you got... Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, not Canada.
Then I love you, Canada. I'm sorry.
You have to look at how you're going to figure out who's the worst. Because everyone has an opinion. Are you going to let everyone vote on who's the worst? Then you have average people like you and I. How are we going to know who's the worst amongst average people? I don't know everybody well enough to judge them and say, oh, this motherfucker's got to go.
Okay, if you like Nicolas Cage movies, you gotta go. If you're an American, they probably go off credit scores. They probably go off something rudimentary like that. Like,
you can't go off credit scores because there's some good people with bad credit. I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah, me.
Nicolas Cage movies are, the dude has
terrible
range.
Yeah. He has ranges of being bad. Like, he either bad or terrible. Bad.
Oh, Raising Arizona was good.
That's it. I give him that. That's it. Have you seen Renfield or Rainfield? Or
I haven't seen Renfield yet, but I think his Dracula take is pretty funny. So I don't know, man.
I don't like him, because he thinks he's funny, but he's not funny. He's just being Nicolas Cage, and he's not funny. He's not good. He's a terrible actor. Nobody else sees this.
He is if he keeps getting roles, man. He has to be good if he's getting more roles.
Have you ever had a take like mine? Not to cut you off, but I am. Have you ever had a take like mine where you can swear up and down that you're right about something that nobody agrees with? Because I think this is the only thing that I'm like, no, everybody, he sucks. Nobody, I'm not even playing. This is not a bit. He sucks. But nobody else thinks he sucks.
I feel crazy. I don't believe it, because there are some movies that aren't for me, but Nicolas Cage is a fun actor, man. Like, he takes roles that he enjoys. Rather than doing roles where you have to be serious, he takes the roles that he enjoys.
No doubt.
So I'd rather have an actor who will take a role that looks ridiculous, but he likes the script, versus an actor that's just going to take the script for the money. I would prefer to have someone who genuinely likes the script and wants to help out up-and-coming writer or whatever. That's just me.
Yes or no? If Nicolas Cage is in your movie, he's going to improve the movie. Yes or no?
Yeah, 100%.
Keanu Reeves?
Dude, I know how you feel about him.
How do I feel about him?
But John Wick has been pretty good.
I'll take Keanu Reeves over Nicolas Cage every day of the week. Every day.
100%. Yeah, I would do that. I would do that.
Kevin Costner.
There's no competition there. But if given the opportunity, I mean, if I could have both of them in a film, that would be fantastic. I would love that. Face Off 2? Yes.
Oh my God, with Keanu Reeves' stilted acting. You know, he's gotten better. Just like Kevin Costner over the years has gotten a lot better, but now he's just in these roles where he's just a salty old white man, which he plays so well.
He's in that age. Yeah, he doesn't have to go far.
Nope.
Yeah.
Do you watch Yellowstone?
I have not.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Oh, he just kind of talks like this all the time. You know, the old salty old white man. And there's nothing wrong with that. You need old salty old crusty white man to, be that. Like Clint Eastwood. He was like the pinnacle. It was him, Clint Eastwood, and not James Dean. Who's the other one? The guy that everybody thinks was a real cowboy in real life.
You talking about racist fucking...
Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
Honestly, you could have said that about any amount of actor in the 50s, I would have been like, yeah, like, of course, racist.
John Wayne.
Yes, John Wayne. John Wayne, yeah. Clint Eastwood.
And
The Duke. Yeah. The Grand Duke. And what's his name? Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson was another good actor that had a role. He couldn't play in anything. He's typecast into being these tough guys. And the thing was, Bruce Willis did a remake of his film, and it didn't do as well, because that's Charles Bronson's film.
But only this generation doesn't know about no damn Charles Bronson. They know about Bruce Willis. But as far as our show goes, we just did the 100th episode show, which you guys can check out and listen to. Please download, subscribe, like you have been doing, and we've gotten a lot of good responses from that. So, like we said in the last few episodes or the last episode, this show is going to be changing a little bit as far as the direction. No more topics every episode where we discuss things that you might have heard about or saw when you were a kid or you might not have seen when you were a kid. We're just going to kind of freeball it a little bit for a while and see how that goes. But we never want to totally abandon retro. And we started talking about on the IG Live about this generation kids as far as are they more
soft?
Are they, well, yeah.
That term was soft.
I was trying to say it nicely. We didn't say soft.
No, that's not my term. That's
yeah,
not
we didn't
my
say
term.
Soft because...
One of our guests. Well, yeah, because guess you could say guest in our...
Oh, super fan.
Chat.
In Choke Man. Yes,
he brought up that the kids today are soft. So would you agree with that?
What do you think?
I don't know if I would say soft because I would say they're more aware and more open to their surroundings. Like I heard a comedian once say, you know, kids today, they got more options of who they want to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, who they are and stuff like that. He equated this to like when he went to a baby reveal party and he was like, hey, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but have the baby shower and the baby reveal party on the same day. He's like, don't have me go to both and have me pretending like I give a f- twice. So then he goes on to say, at the gender reveal party, they'd be like, oh, it's a boy. And he's like, yeah, for how long? And he was like,
that's funny.
Wait 5 minutes. It might change. He's like, we didn't even give the dude a chance to vote yet. You know, like, I say that all to say kids have the right to feel who they are on the inside and whatever they want to represent. But
in the classroom, they used to ask, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And like when we were kids, it was always, I want to be a fireman. I want to be an astronaut. Now that these guys are saying that and content creator, I want to be this and that. I'm like, what the hell? You're right. It's so many options.
Yeah, it is because right now you could do makeup tutorials online and make a fortune
doing
that.
That's a job. Right.
Yeah.
Or do a podcast.
You can go do an OnlyFans and, you know, fart on balloons for a living and make money off that. You
Man,
know, like,
I've been farting heavily lately. I can do that.
I'm just saying.
I think it's these vitamins.
All I'm saying is that there are more options for as much achievement as we've had with social media. There's a lot of shit that I hate about it. And that's the availability of being able to put anything out there and hoping you can hook a sucker. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is, man.
So it's like, all one big con. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. In certain cases, it's one big con. I won't say in all cases.
Would you say, because I'll say our generation was more like the shrug your shoulders generation. Like, well, I mean, it's not like we're not emotional about things, but I want to say we were like, well, if it works out, cool. But if it doesn't, who gives a F anyway? Whereas this generation is like an extreme of either or. Like, either they're really passionate, like, we'll go march in the street. Yeah. Some people might call them woke, which was taken from hip-hop and black culture originally. We were saying
woke. Who said? Oh, that was Bill Burr.
Burr, but it was true.
It's true. And he's like, some white person at a party heard that, woke? I'm going to start saying that.
Yes. And now it's a derogatory statement.
It's a very galvanized and hot button topic because even in politics, they penalize people for doing what would be considered normal actions are now considered woke actions, and people get penalized for that because they put that on there. Like, you know, in Florida alone, DeSantis makes it his mission to destroy anything that he considers woke. That's why I don't want to go to Florida, not because I'm woke, it's just because Florida.
Oh, the beautiful people of Florida. See, I'm talking crap about Canada, and you're dumping on Florida. We love Florida.
The craziest
people
come from two places.
Don't say
Brooklyn and Florida.
I know Michigan got some crazy people too.
And that's not me saying that. I've heard that on The Breakfast Club. That's where the craziest people come from.
They ain't lying, though.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, either this generation is extremely compassionate or you get the other side where they don't give a damn about anything. Like narcissists to the T, like they don't give a damn. Damn you, shoot up school. I mean, it all started with our generation with Columbine. So I'm not pinning it on their generation because technically Generation X, the millennials started it. But now they're taking it to a whole new level. And with this influx of content and technology, of being exposed to things that we were never exposed to.
Right.
It's like
the inflation.
Like, all I'm saying is, it's kind of like inflation to me to the point where pretty much the standard of empathy has been the same since humanity has been humanity. Love thy neighbor, treat others as you would like to be treated.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like the cost of doing that has changed. And I feel like for people of this generation, the cost of empathy, the cost of being terrible has changed. It's like, it's no longer, I don't like this person, they did me wrong, so I'm going to shoot this person. It's like, I'm going to shoot that person. I'm going to shoot the other person. I don't even know them. It's just hate, 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 hate. Like, I don't even know you.
Anybody in the vicinity is going to get shot.
Yes.
You know, it's the iced tea off haters' ball.
It is.
Next motherfucker say something, he's going to get shot. Believe that.
Like, or Chappelle said.
Silky Johnson.
He was like, I don't even know you, but I hate you and I hate your guts. Yeah. I wish all the bad things happen to you in life. It's like that with this generation. That's what's the biggest change for me, because I was always scared of, like, if I did somebody wrong, they're going to come back to me. And the karma aspect, I never really
karma thought. You know what, man? And it will hit you hard. It will hit you hard. And you know what, man? It doesn't even have to necessarily be karma. You could think he's recording my conversation. So everything that
karma.
Yeah. He's learning from me. He's like, humanity sucks.
He's discussing with the motherboard, like, karma. Yeah. He believes,
So what I'll say is, it doesn't necessarily have to be karma, but you could be doing everything right, and, you know, you don't cross nobody, but somebody just hating on your life. And when I say successful, it doesn't necessarily mean in a job, but you have friends, you have a life, you know, you bring joy to other people. Some people don't like seeing that, and they'll find a way to bring you down. Like the Joker said, and I think it was the one where he shot Barbara Gordon.
Oh, the Killing Joke.
The Killing Joke. He said, all it takes is having one bad day. You know,
that was in Dark Knight 2, the movie.
Yeah, that's when he kidnapped Gordon, and he was doing all this stuff to make Gordon go crazy. And that's how it is, man. Some people out here, you don't even have to do anything wrong, but because you are who you are, they will find a reason to shit on you, because that's just how some people are. You know, it's like Boondock said, crabs in a bucket. You know what I'm saying? Like, crab don't want to see another crab make it. Like, crabs try to climb up to the top, but the other crab doesn't like that and pulling them back down. So none of them gets out the bucket.
And for the record, that's not a new phenomenon. That's always been human nature. But what's different now is, like you said, it's somebody that you don't know. It could be somebody hating on you because they saw you in person, in public, in school, at your job, or you did something that you didn't even know you did that was offensive to somebody, and that caused them to have a bad day, and boom, karma, whatever. But now they can just see you on Facebook. They can just see you on social
media. Hell yeah.
Never met you in life, and just by your pictures, make up their mind, I hate this person.
Like, somebody will be like, you know, you could be talking, having a good time, and, you know, somebody come into your life and be like, I just want to let you know you ugly. You know? And you just sitting there like, well, thank you. You know, like, I wasn't expecting that, but, you know, thank you. You ugly too. Yeah, that's how it is.
But last thing I'll say, speaking of kindness, speaking of empathy, we lost a titan lately. We lost one of the people that we talked about in one of our episodes, Jerry Springer. And it was kind of weird because I was just thinking about him like the same day. For some weird reason, I was thinking about watching a documentary on him for some reason, and it just popped up that he passed away. So rest in peace, Jerry Springer. And in honor of Jerry Springer, before we get out of here, you know, I want to say, be kind to one another and to yourself, because often the biggest enemy is not the person next to you. The biggest enemy is not the person that you don't know. The biggest enemy is yourself.
Yeah, self-doubt is the worst doubt.
Well, not only that, just being kind to yourself when you make mistakes. Being kind to yourself when you're not being perfect or doing something that you think you should be doing. Just not beating yourself up, because I am totally guilty of this, of just being brutal to myself. Like, it doesn't even help. And that's what I'm starting to realize. It doesn't help.
When I'm off, man, I tend to do that myself. Like, self-loathing and deprecating on myself, man. And not in a funny way. Like, I know some people do that for comedy, but I... Yes! You gotta keep me!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Self-help. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me see the pic. Hold on. I was saying it in my head. We might get Hendon Hooker a project. That's what I was saying. Yes! We got a project.
I have faith in Brad Holmes now. I have faith.
Wow.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, you can catch this podcast on any major platform you listen to podcasts. Please make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment on how you're liking the show. After School Special Podcast.
You know, that hard goodness that you get the next day.
Oh, yummy.
From a day old donut at Dougie's.
After School Special Podcast.
No. That's my childhood right there, motherfucker. When did that come out?
Podcast comes out every Friday.
So, hey, we just want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us talk about the fall of humanity and
the AI takeover.
The AI takeover and, you know, all the good stuff. But all jokes aside, we do appreciate your feedback, your money. If you want to give us some money.
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, me and Don are carrying the torch while our brother Aaron is taking some time off.
He got will fired. Be back.
Yeah, well. And, you know, he got fired pretty much around the same time as Don Lemon and Tucker.
Yeah. So, well, I forgot about that.
So Aaron is in that category now.
He got fired on his day off.
The inflammatory three, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah, you can catch us on Instagram at After School Special Podcast. You can catch us on TikTok at After School Special 3. And you can catch us on Twitter at
After School SPE3 on Twitter.
SPE3, there you go. And then, you know, we have a SpeakPipe. We also have personal Instagram. You can catch me at Brohemian916 on Instagram and on TikTok. And if I get 1,000 followers, you know, then me and Don can do co-hosting.
Yeah, clickety clicks. We need them clickety clacks. Yeah.
So right now, we have to swap it out. He goes on, and then I'll go on, and then we'll have our conversation like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So just hit us up on any of our socials. Like and subscribe. Lives every Friday at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. New shows released on
Midnight Friday, if you're
midnight Friday,
Eastern time.
So it should be 9 Pacific time. But in any event, I'm Staff Man. This is Double D.
Woo!
And we will catch you guys on the flip.
Later.
Later.
Hey, everyone. It's Aaron from After School Special Podcast. Like what you hear so far? But don't forget to subscribe and download the show on whatever platform you get your podcasts. And just a friendly reminder, we have new episodes out every Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
I don't like him, because he thinks he's funny, but he's not funny. He's just being Nicolas Cage, and he's not funny. He's not good.